ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रीभगवानुवाच संन्यासः कर्मयोगश्च निःश्रेयसकरावुभौ तयोस्तु कर्मसंन्यासात् कर्मयोगो विशिष्यते. At the beginning of the fifth chapter, Arjuna asked, which lifestyle is better for me? Because Bhagavan glorified the Jnana Karma Sannyasa, Atma Jnanam, and he glorified the Karma Yoga also. There is no contradiction in this teaching, but still Arjuna misunderstood the word sannyasa. The word sannyasa stands for both Atma Jnanam, it is called Vidvat Sannyasaha, and the word sannyasa stands for lifestyle, Ashrama Sannyasa or Vividisha Sannyasa, because of two possible meanings. Arjuna misunderstood the teaching. He took that Bhagavan has glorified Ashrama Sannyasa and Karma Yoga. In Ashrama Sannyasa, there is no possibility of Karma Yoga at all. Karma Yoga is meant for householder, Grihastha Ashrama. In Ashrama Sannyasa, a sannyasi is asked to renounce all the actions, especially Vaidik Karmas, rituals. So Arjuna had a doubt, how can a person, one and the same person, can follow opposite way of life simultaneously. So he asked, what is the better path for me? So Bhagavan told, both lifestyles are efficacious in bringing moksha in one's life. It all depends upon the person's maturity. Sannyasaha karma yogaha cha nishreyasa karavubhav. Both lifestyle will certainly lead to nishreyas. Nishreyas means atma jnanam or mokshaha. But for a person who is not mature, karma sannyasat karma yogaha vishishyate. For an immature person, for majority of the humanity, Karma Yoga's way of life is prescribed. Why we call Karma Yoga way of life is for only people who are immature? Because a sannyasi supposed to have certain maturity before taking into sannyasa life. That maturity is not prescribed for household. People can grow up 20-25 years, physical growth, naturally he will be made as husband and wife. There is no special qualification, just you have to live 25 years, then automatically mustache comes, possibility of becoming fatherhood comes. But sannyasa is not like that. It is not physical maturity, it is mental maturity. In sannyasa ashrama, a person has to stand alone. Emotional independence is a must. He should stand without bank balance, without relatives, without anyone to call his own relative, without any emotional dependency. and he cannot complain to others. I am getting bored. I thought this life will be nice, so let me go back. This experimental will not work here. People, because they take casually sannyasa ashrama, this dress, sannyasa lifestyle, when they find that things are not according to their whims and fancies, they try to go back, or some are there leading hypocritic life. Therefore, Bhagavan always condemns or warns Arjuna, you should be very careful before taking into sannyasa ashrama. Sannyasa ashrama means sannyasa lifestyle. So, grihastha ashrama has a field for neutralizing our raga dvesha, has a field to work out our own deficiencies, emotional deficiencies. In sannyasa ashrama, there is no field at all because that fellow is alone. He cannot even transact with the society. Therefore, he cannot make any experiment. So, Bhagavan told, sannyasa ashrama is difficult. And from your condition, tayoho karma yogaha vishishyate. Bhagavan continues. Nyeyas nitya sannyasi yonadveshti nakangshati nirdvandvo hi mahabaho sukham bandhat pramuchyate. In the last shloka, Bhagavan told there is a possibility of gaining moksha staying in householder lifestyle. As grihastha, he can certainly gain moksha provided if you are for that. Then the question comes, how to follow, what are all the spiritual disciplines, how to follow spiritual life staying in grihastha ashrama, being as in householder, how can I be a spiritual person? Here Bhagavan says, the difference between spiritual person and materialistic is in the form of slavery to the likes and dislikes. A materialistic person is slave to his own mind, his own whims and fancies, and he has lot of expectations and he has lot of likes and dislikes, whims and fancies. And sannyasi don't have opportunity to entertain this, because likes and dislikes is possible only when you have choice. Suppose somebody asks, do you like coffee or tea? What you are understanding? There is a possibility of having either one of them. Nobody will ask a sannyasi, do you like to have coffee or tea? Even if you ask, they may not give also. And there is no choice in the dress culture, there is no choice in food, there is no choice in his way of life. Therefore, there is no possibility for him to have likes and dislikes. Therefore, Bhagavan says, if at all grihastha ashrama is a burdensome one, it is because of raga dvesha, it is because of slavery to likes and dislikes. Therefore, take care of your strong likes and dislikes. And another problem in grihastha ashrama is, lots of duties are there. Generally, duties make a person extroverted. It can be followed nicely without being extroverted, but still, in general, people are carried away by the situation. So, therefore, Bhagavan says, hey Mahabaho, hey Arjuna, mighty armed one, yaha na dveshti na kaankshati. One who does not have strong raga dvesha, saha nitya sannyasi iti jneyaha. He is the person, as sannyasi, you should know. Arjuna, you should know that one who does not have strong likes and dislikes is a sannyasi. Na kaankshati means he doesn't have any raga. Raga means what? Attachment. Attachment with regard to what? Attachment with regard to sukham and sukha hetu. Na dveshti, hatred. He doesn't have hatred towards దుఃఖం అండ్ దుఃఖ హేతు. వాట్ ఎవర్ కాసెస్ దుఃఖం వి హేట్, అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ గివ్స్ అస్ దుఃఖం దట్ ఆల్సో వి హేట్. అండ్ హియర్ భగవాన్ డజంట్ సే వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ రాగద్వేష. అబ్సల్యూట్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ రాగద్వేష. రాగద్వేష మీన్స్ వాట్? లైక్స్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్స్, అటాచ్మెంట్ అండ్ అవర్షన్. అబ్సల్యూట్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ రాగద్వేష ఈజ్ నెవర్ పాసిబుల్. బీ క్లియర్, బికాస్ లైక్స్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్స్ ఆర్ ది ప్రాపర్టీస్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్. యాజ్ లాంగ్ అస్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ అలైవ్ హీ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ మైండ్, అండ్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ అస్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ అలైవ్ లైక్స్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్స్ విల్ బి దేర్. అండ్ వెరీ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ డిఫైన్డ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు హిస్ లైక్స్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్స్. When we define a person, how we define? Always having that spike hairstyle, white color dress. Even devatas have this. Why not Krishna has guitar instead of flute? Why can't he change his instrument of music? Why can't he change his color of the dress? Always pitambara dhari. Pitambara means what? Yellow color dress. Why can't Lakshmi Devi can have white sari? Why can't Mother Saraswati can have blue color sari? No. Even devatas have their own likes and dislikes. And based on those likes and dislikes only, every individual is defined. Therefore, there is no possibility of absolutely nullifying our likes and dislikes. What Bhagavan wants to say is, a person should be free from likes and dislikes. That means what? Free from slavery of likes and dislikes. In the third chapter he told, Indriyasya indriyasya arte ragadvesha vyavasthito tayoho vasham na agache. Mind will have its own likes and dislikes because of samskara, puro janma samskara, but you should not be under its sway. There should not be any slavery. Jnani also has dislikes and likes. If you go and ask a North Indian Jnani whether you want idli sambar or you want roti and dal, he will naturally say roti dal only I want. I like roti and dal. But he is not under its spell of ragadvesha. He has converted that slavery under the ragadvesha as a preference. If it is there, it is nice. If it is not there, certainly you will not cry. We know, we South Indians, when you go to North India, especially the Char Dham is there, Badrinath, Kedarnath, 20 days. 20 days you cannot see your sambar and rasam. I myself am the personal witness for this. As even we reached Delhi, we searched for one South Indian hotel. And what we ate? Dosa we ate, 108 rupees on dosa. Why? 25 days we are missing. That is called slavery. One cannot avoid liking sukham. Like is always towards what? Certainly not towards dukkham. Nobody likes dukkham. Like is always towards sukham only. And dislike is always towards dukkham only. Nobody can avoid. No one likes dukkham and dukkha sadhanam. Therefore, here freedom from ragadvesha does not mean absence of ragadvesha, but it means that there should not be any slavery. You have to know how to manage your own likes and dislikes. Generally, mothers know this technique, how to manage a crying child. Crying means what? It wants to say something to the mother. Because of ignorance of the language, anything, it has only one language. What it is? Crying language. So, it may be for the sake of milk, or it may be out of stomach pain, or it may be out of insect biting. So, how mother manages? Or modern example means, how people manage dogs in their house. Because now managing people is easy, managing dog is difficult. Now and then it will go on bark. it has its own smelling capacity. When it smells another dog within its vicinity, whether it is 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock midnight, it doesn't bother, it shouts. What you do? You get up and say, shut up. Correct? You don't go behind that. You manage that particular animal dog in its own way, but it doesn't stop, it goes on. Just because one time you have scolded, it will not remember, oh, my master is scolding, so I should not disturb his sleep. No. Next night also it will bark. How we manage? Similarly, the mind will bark now and then, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. Seeing some 32-inch screen, that home theater TV, I want, I want, I want, I want. All old TV we are having, that box type of TV, like that mind will tell. So how to manage? So you allow the mind to bark, and after barking sometime it will keep quiet. You don't go behind it. So both sukham and dukkham are inevitable in everybody's life. Nobody likes dukkham. So how can you be free from likes and dislikes? Therefore, there is no possibility of becoming free from likes and dislikes. Here Bhagavan says, you should not be a slave. When sukham and dukkham comes, which are inevitable in life, when it approaches a jnani, he accepts them as prarabdha. In one angle, what he considers them, dukkham comes, it is the prarabdha of the body. In one angle, another angle, it is mithya. Whatever sukham, whatever dukkham may be, it is all to the body-mind complex. I am nitya mukta swarupaha. I don't have any sukham or dukkham. So he accepts either as the prarabdha of the body or as mithya. Nama rupa jagat mithya. So entire creation is for him either mithya nama rupaha, which cannot have any hold on him, or he becomes Vishwarupa. What is dukkham? I only have manifested as dukkham also, he says. What is stomach pain? I am the stomach pain. What is stomach? I am stomach. Who is in trouble? I only in trouble. So all the three are becoming one and the same. Either way, this jagat does not deserve raga dvesha. No object in the creation is absolutely a source of happiness or a source of sorrow. This understanding he has. When it approaches a karma yogi, he should accept them as Ishvara prasadaha. Jnani doesn't say that it is Ishvara prasada. Jnani says it is mithya. I am not at all affected by that. Body is affected, I am not at all affected. But karma yogi, being ignorant, he cannot say that. So therefore he says it is Ishvara prasada. When karma yogi says it is Ishvara prasada, he knows the prasada is whether laddu or a clay. There are varieties of prasada. In one temple they give clay, another temple simple teertha, another temple nice laddu, another temple puliyodarai. So he knows the difference between the prasada. Similarly, he knows the difference between sukham and dukkham, shitam and ushnam, manam and apamanam. But with regard to response, he is samaha. With the samatva mind means what? With regard to response, he is samaha, because he has understood that everything comes in my life is in and through the Lord. Lord is not ignorant about my problems. People think Lord is ignorant about their problem. That's why they come and stand in front of the Lord and say, Lord, what happened, you know? Like this happened. And that too to me. Such a wonderful person I am. Never told lie. Bhagavan will be smiling. This itself is lie. So Bhagavan knows everything. As a karma phala data, in and through him only everything comes in our life. But still there is an ignorance in a normal person's mind that it is caused by someone. That's why human mind always blames. Why you are suffering? They will tell either the nakshatra,
The poor nakshatras are there na in creation, stars,
either they will blame stars or they will blame especially Shani Bhagavan or they will blame relatives, people, they will not blame themselves. All may be an instrument in bringing those dukkhas to you, but you are the cause, you have worked for it. This understanding is there in the mind of Karma Yogi, therefore he doesn't react, but he responds. How he responds? He responds with equanimity. So how to know whether I am Karma Yogi or Karmi? Jnani, it is out of question. Everybody knows Jnani will not ask how to know I am Jnani or not. If you ask, you are not Jnani. But Karma Yogi may have a doubt whether I have Karma Yoga attitude or not. Shastra says, if you have this triple C in your life, triple C, our Acharya Swami used to say, triple C, calmness, cheerfulness and confidence. If you can lead a life with calm mind, cheerful attitude with self-confidence or confidence in the Lord's grace. If the life is lived without worry and anxiety, then that is the sign of Karma Yogi. In the third chapter itself, Bhagavan told, Siddhya Siddhyo Samo Bhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. Siddhi Asiddhya Yoho. Whether it is success or failure, Samaha Bhutva. How can I see both are same? Both are not same. That's what my mind shows. If I don't know what is success, what is failure, I should be admitted in mental hospital. Understood? If I don't know what is black color and white color, I have a problem with eyes. Similarly, if I don't know what is success, what is failure, I am not a healthy man. But how Bhagavan says here, samaha, samatvam, not with regard to experience of those opposite properties, but with regard to response towards them. Therefore, Karma Yogi can never be a raga-dveshi with regard to responding to the life situation. And a sannyasi also, ashrama sannyasi also, cannot be and should not be a raga-dveshi. Generally, a matured person who leads a sannyasa way of life, he doesn't have any options. Raga-dvesha is possible only when you have choice and option. Here Bhagavan says, both being seekers of jnanam, both should be free from strong likes and dislikes. For a sannyasi, there is less chances for raga-dvesha because of less transactions and risk relationships. But for a grihastha who happened to be a karma yogi, there are lots of chances for having raga-dvesha. Beginning from food onwards, you can see children, I don't like this food, they will tell. Beginning from food onwards, cloth, color, relationship, transaction. With regard to every one of the thing in the life, people develop expectation. They have a particular type of judgment they want that should be done to their life. Generally, expectations leads our life to a miserable condition. So, raga-dvesha makes anybody's life as a burden and miserable. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, living in householder life without raga-dvesha is like trying to be in a room which is filled with coal, charcoal. Living in a charcoal with a white color dress. How difficult it is. Because sannyasi don't have any choice. There is no relationship, there is no possibility of attachment. But being a mother, being a father, how can I avoid attachment? Whenever a child comes in a family, whenever a child is born, mother, if she says, this is Lord's child, what can I do? Then child is in danger. Correct? So mother has to think, at least for some time, it is my child. It is not neighbor child. It is not a relative's child. It is my child. That my child makes her to give protection to the child. So very difficult. It is my child is a fact. But when it is told as it is my child, what is the meaning of the word my child should be understood. That's what Bhagavan wants to say. When I say it is my child, I don't mean that I am the owner of the child. I mean that through me, the child has come to this world. That's what Shastra says. When water comes through the tap, if tap claims that it is my water, how ignorant it is. Similarly, when an individual, when a jiva comes to this world, another jiva cannot say that so and so jiva is my possession. Correct? When I say my child means what? It is my possession I mean. Generally, it is in the mind of every parent. Shastra says, you can happily say my child, but never mean that it is your possession. Always mean that you are instrument. Instrument in bringing out, instrument in expressing that particular individual into this world. Therefore, it is very difficult in grihastha ashrama to lead even karma yoga. Because karma yoga cannot be practiced without having moksha as the goal. If you select moksha as the goal, then only karma yoga is possible. Karma yoga is not to tranquilize your disturbed mind. No, no, no. These are all not the actual vision of the Shastra. Nowadays, people say you do karma yoga. In corporate also, they say you do karma yoga. Don't demand your salary all the time. Whatever we say, you please do 12 hours, 15 hours. Karmanyeva adhikaraha te ma phaleshu. Don't have an eye for this salary slip. Like that, they quote this Gita for their purpose. That is not the way. Karma yoga is for a mumukshu only. That mumukshu can be a sannyasi or householder also. Lifestyle doesn't guarantee moksha. With what attitude you live the life is the criterion. Therefore, Bhagavan says, karma yoga vishishyate. Once you have taken care of your likes and dislikes, once you have the knack how to handle your likes and dislikes, then nivritta ragasya griham tapovanam. Once that raga nivritti has happened, griham itself is tapovanam. What is the difference between ashrama and a home, you tell? Both are built by same brick and cement only. Correct? Both householder and sannyasi eat. Both are in this world only. Both handle money also if necessary. Both talk to each other. People, they transact maybe less. Even sannyasi cannot avoid transaction completely. At least once in a day he has to go out and say, Bhagavati Bhikshan Dehi. Correct? To whom he will go and ask? Even though he is living in forest, will you go to a lion's den and ask Bhagavati Bhikshandehi? Will you go to monkey's group and ask Bhagavati Bhikshandehi? He has to come to human society only. He has to come and ask Bhagavati Bhikshandehi at least once. At least once he should have transaction. So he also cannot avoid. The problem is, the difference is not external, it is internal. In ashrama, wherein sannyasi lives, Bhagavan is the center of his life. But in generally, in households, TV is the center of the life. You can see, for Bhagavan, where is the place? Generally, it is below the staircase. You just go and see. Majority of the houses, for Bhagavan puja room, where will be? Generally, under the staircase. For TV, where is the room? And it's a huge room with all sofa set. So who is the center of the home? Idiot box is the center of the home. From that idiot box, what it comes? Only advertisement comes. So raga, dvesha, raga, dvesha, raga, dvesha, raga, dvesha. The person can go without puja, but he cannot go without TV serial. So what is the center of my life determines whether I am a spiritual seeker or an ordinary person. Therefore, here Shastra says, if ragaha nivritti is happened, griham itself is tapovanam. and there is no need for him to take to sannyasa ashrama. There are so many elders lived in that way, so many sadhus, so many saints lived as householders. Even Bhagavan Rama, he could have taken sannyasa. Why he did not take? But at the same time, he is greater than all the sannyasins. Sannyasins themselves worship Rama. Why? Because of his nivritta raga. How to know whether raga is there, attachment are there or not? Life situation will come and give you litmus test. In Rama's life, one day he was told that you are going to be a Yuvaraja tomorrow. Then when he was ready for nice thing to happen in his life, then same person comes and says, not only you are unfit for Yuvaraja and your citizenship also is cancelled, you should not stay in the country itself, you should go to forest. When Kaikeyi says this and expects Rama's response, Bhagavan says, Nahamartha paro devi lokam avastum utsahe vidhimam rishabhistulyam kevalam dharmam ashritam. My center of life is what? Center of my life is dharma, not the rajya, not the pleasures, not the assets, not the wealth. Center of my life is what? Dharma. Kevalam dharmam ashritam. Rishibhi stulyam mam vidhi. Rishibhi means what? I am a spiritual seeker. I live life as a rishi, as a spiritual seeker. So I am not arthaparaha. Naham arthaparo devi. I am not arthaparaha means what? I am not for wealth. Lokamavastu mutsahe. Even if I lose the entire creation, entire world, but still I don't bother because my pillar of life is what? Dharma. And Valmiki ji gives a photograph of Rama's face. Navanam gantu kamasya tejitashtam vasundharam na lakshyate chitta vikriya. He says he is gantu kamaha, vanam gantu kamaha. He is very enthusiastic to go to forest, telling that vanavaso hi mahodayaha. It is a great opportunity. Mahodaya means what? Auspicious period of my life. How can a person say that it is auspicious period of life when you are asked to get away from the entire country, you are exiled? That is the maturity. Therefore, once ragadvesha is reduced, or once the spell of ragadvesha is reduced in our life, then Bhagavan says there is no need for taking to sannyasa ashrama. Ragadvesha rahitaha is nitya sannyasi. This ashrama sannyasi is not nitya sannyasi. Nitya sannyasi means what? Ashrama sannyasa is taken at one particular day. Before taking that sannyasa, he was not sannyasi. So he has become a becoming sannyasi, but grahastha can be a nitya sannyasi. If Bhagavan says there is a nitya sannyasi, then there is a possibility of anitya sannyasi. Correct? Correct? So who is that anitya sannyasi? Every one of us is anitya sannyasi. As long as you have not become karma yogi, every individual is anitya sannyasi. We are all sannyasi. We also have renounced so many things in our life. We have renounced balloon, we have renounced toys, we have renounced marbles. Correct? And we have renounced our problematic neighbors. We never think about them. We don't have any attachment for our problematic neighbors. So with regard to certain people, certain things, we are renunciates. Correct? And with particular period of time, people are renunciates. Say for example, a person is become a patient. So he is admitted in the hospital. Will he demand, I want to go to a picture, I want to go to cinema theatre? So he is also renounced. How many days? 15 days, 1 month. And Sri Ramakrishna used to say, every mother is a renunciate when she gives birth to the child. When the labor pain happens, every mother thinks, I will not allow my husband hereafter. After the birth of the child, 1 or 2 months afterwards, what happens? Again, she is ready for second child. That is called anitya sannyasa, temporary one. And when we go to smashana, when people die, we go there, accompanying up to smashana and give farewell. What we think? Aha, this is what life is. Yesterday also he was living, nicely talking with me. We all talk about anityatva of the jagat. Then once you come and take bath, over. Entire renunciation, along with the bathing, renunciation also is renounced, washed away. So people renounce those things which they don't want, and people renounce those things for which they don't have value. We have renounced balloon toys. Why? Value for them has gone from our mind. That is called anitya sannyasaha, whereas karma yogi is nitya sannyasi. Renunciation with reference to everything. Nothing he will claim as his own. He will be a trustee. He will be a trustee of the possession whatever he has. He will never have a ownership idea. Once you are free from ragadvesha, then you are not hooked by any blessed thing of life. You have grown out of that. It is like a grandfather sitting on the easy chair. Children are playing marbles or some toys. So grandfather will not tell, hey, don't play in front of me. I am tempted by those things. Don't play marble in front of me. He will not tell. Nor he will tell, I hate marbles. These marbles created havoc in my childhood. He will not tell. He has grown out of them. Neither hatred nor attachment. Once attachment is there only, you will have the temptation, you know. So when children play, he will be a simple witness and may encourage also them to play. That type of maturity, that is called growing out of them. Neither the presence nor the absence of anything, any person makes any difference. Therefore Bhagavan says, yaha ragadvesha rahitaha saha nitya sannyasi iti jneyaha. One who doesn't have slavery of likes and dislikes is called sannyasi. How to be samaha, samatvam, how to be without any turmoil in our life? Karma yoga teaches, whenever you receive anything, accept it as the Ishvara prasada. With regard to prasada, you cannot have any complaint. You cannot say, salt is little less. You cannot say, prasada is given from temple. Will you say, salt is little less? No, you will not say. But when spouse makes cooking, you will certainly say that. So there is no possibility of complaining. Karma yogi cannot be a slave for his likes and dislikes. Karma yoga is meant for giving this maturity. And karma yogi, by performing all his duties, he grows out. He does not try to escape. Escapism does not make you a spiritual seeker. Thus, nirdvandvaha. Nirdvandvaha means one who is free from dvandvas. So I told already, how can you be free from dvandva? Dvandva means what? Pairs of opposites. Raga, dvesha, morning, night, labha, nashta, mana, apamana, sukha, dukkha, jaya, apajaya, shita, ushna. How can he be free from? Nobody is free from shita and ushna. Nobody is free from summer and winter. Nobody is free from, can be free from morning and night. Nobody can be free from mana, apamana. But Bhagavan says, nirdvandvaha san. You should become nirdvandvaha. What is the meaning? With regard to experiencing them, you cannot be free. But with regard to responding to them, you can see, when summer comes, people will complain. Oh, summer has come, summer has come, summer has come, summer has come. Once winter comes, oh, winter has come, winter has. So both the areas only complaint only. So with regard to response, karma yogi is equal. Such a karma yogi, nirdandvahasan, bandhat, sukham pramuchyate. From bondage, he gets freedom. Sukham pramuchyate means effortlessly, without much difficult, because even after gaining Shastra Jnanam, what is the obstacle in gaining that phalam of the Shastra Jnanam? This Raga Dvesha. This Raga Dvesha is there means, even though you know, when you are in meditation, when you are in calm, quiet moment, you will say, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. It is a truth for you, but as long as you are alone, in seclusion. Once you come to the society, if anybody misbehaves, pretty sharp. Give sharp. Why? That moment, he has forgotten that the person to whom I am giving sharp also is Brahman only. Na? If I am Brahman, he is always Brahman. Where is the position of giving sharp to another person? What happened? Because of this raga, dvesha, anger and hatred, that particular moment, it becomes blackout. You heard that word called blackout. Suddenly something overpowers our clouds. Therefore Bhagavan says, you just get away from raga dvesha first, then you can gain the knowledge. That gaining the knowledge will be an easy affair. Being raga dveshi, you cannot gain moksha. Why? Because very bondage is what? In the form of raga dvesha. What you call bondage is nothing but likes and dislikes, slavery to likes and dislikes. Therefore, Arjuna, first take care of your likes and dislikes, and that maturity comes through karma yoga, and grihastha ashrama is a field for karma yoga. Therefore, stay as grihastha ashrami and a karma yogi, gain maturity, go for knowledge, gain moksha. It's a very tricky argument. Tricky argument in the sense what? To keep a person within the grihastha ashrama. Why tricky argument? We say, if karma yoga itself is enough for spiritual maturity, Shastra will never prescribe sannyasa ashrama. Correct? If everybody can gain maturity only through householder lifestyle, Shastra will never say, yad ahareva vraje tad ahareva pravraje. Here Bhagavan says, with raga dvesha, sannyasa ashrama is impossible. And without raga dvesha, sannyasa ashrama is not necessary. That is his argument. Tricky argument. He asks Arjuna, Arjuna, are you free from likes and dislikes? If Arjuna says, yes, I am free from likes and dislikes, immediately says, if you are already free from likes and dislikes, what is the necessity of sannyasa ashrama? Stay in household. Then if he says, no, no, I am not free from likes and dislikes. Without being free from likes and dislikes, if you take sannyasa, you will be an hypocrite. Therefore also you stay in grihastha ashrama. Very tricky argument. It is all meant for the seeker, individual. Because Bhagavan know Arjuna out and out. What are all his weaknesses, where fevikal is there in his life. Everyone has fevikal in some areas, you know. He's stuck like that. You cannot pull that fellow. And wherever petrol is there, anger. Petrol area means what? Anger. In our mind, lot of tanks are there. Fevicol tank, petrol tank, poison tank. So many tanks are there. So when it sucks from which pump, we don't know. Only situation demands all these things. Bhagavan knows all these things about Arjuna. Therefore, he says, you be as a grihastha ashrami. Either you are a free person from raga dvesha, or you are a slave to the raga dvesha. Both condition, you are for grihastha ashrama only. He continues. Sankhya yoga prathak bala pravadanti na panditah ekam apyastita samyak ubhayor vindate phalam. He continues the same argument. He says, balaha pravadanti. Childish people alone can say. Pravadanti means what? Prattling. Childish means what? Ignorant people or immature people. Shastra anabhijnaha, one who doesn't know the shastric teaching,
they alone will say sankhyah yogah prathakriti.
Sannyasa lifestyle and householder lifestyle leads to different opposite ends. This is the opinion of balaha, childish people, na pandita, not the wise people. Wise men don't consider it that householder life will lead to certain destination and sannyasa lead to certain destination. Both nivritti marga and pravritti marga will lead to same destination, namely mokshaha, atmajnanam. How can you say both paths lead to same destination, both lifestyle leads to same destination? Ekamapi ubayoho samyak asitaha, by following any one of them, ekam phalam vindade, leads to the same result. What is the condition? Samyak astitaha, if followed sincerely. Angada problem, there only problem comes. If followed sincerely, any one of the lifestyle, it will lead to same goal. Sincerity with regard to what? Sincerity at two levels. With regard to ashrama dharma, every lifestyle has its own duties. Sannyasi duty is not as same as the householder's duty. It is different. But every duty depends upon his ashrama lifestyle. He has to follow that particular lifestyle and duties. Duties may differ, but what is the result of performance of that duties? Purity of mind, chitta shuddhi. And jnana sadhanam for both of them is what? Vedanta vichara is the jnana sadhanam. So phalam is the same, because chitta shuddhi and jnana sadhanam are same, one and the same. Though lifestyles are different, sadhanas are same. What is sadhana? Chitta shuddhi, karma yoga chitta shuddhi, then jnana vichara. For a sannyasi, guru seva chitta shuddhi, then jnana vichara. So phalam is same. Now the question comes, if you are having book and if you follow the class, you will come to know, suddenly Bhagavan has introduced a new word, Sankhyaha. Arjuna asks, which is better, whether sannyasa or karma yoga? Suddenly Bhagavan introduced Sankhya Yoga Prathak Bala. The word Sankhyaha, it has created an havoc in translation. Sankhya, the meaning is jnana marga. So people translate in a wrong way, telling that Sankhya marga means what? Jnana vichara. You go to moksha by jnana vichara. He will come by karma yoga marga. Both will join. Where? In front of the same Bhagavan. That idea is there. Four path theory, multi path theory. These are all the areas wherein people are simply carried away or misguided. Here you see, suddenly he has introduced the word Sankhya. Like that, a teacher cannot introduce a word which is not in the context. Arjuna asks, which is better, sannyasa or grahasthashrama? All the previous two shlokas, he was using the same word, sannyasa, grahasthashrama, like that. Karma yoga, like that. Now suddenly he uses how it is. So Acharya, Shankaracharya has to justify. You cannot say Bhagavan is an ignorant teacher. If he uses some word suddenly, there must be some reason. He says Sankhya word has four meanings. Out of them, one meaning he suddenly used with a purpose. Four meanings is Sankhya means Brahman. For Brahman also, one meaning is there, one word is there, Sankhya. Sankhyam they call it, Samyak. Khyayate sarva vedantaihi iti sankhyam. Then for Brahma jnanam also the word sankhyam is meant for. Then jnani also is called sankhyaha. And ashrama sannyasi also is called sankhya. Ashrama sannyasi means what? He is not a jnani. He is an ignorant. For the sake of knowledge, since he has renounced హీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ సాంఖ్య బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానాయ సన్యాస దేర్ ఫోర్ సాంఖ్య ఆశ్రమ సన్యాసి ఆల్సో జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సాంఖ్య బికాస్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానేన సన్యాస జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సాంఖ్య బికాస్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానేన సన్యాస హీ గెయిన్ సన్యాస రెనన్సియేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం అండ్ దిస్ ఆశ్రమ సన్యాసి గెయిన్ సన్యాస ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం అండ్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం ఈజ్ మెంట్ బై ది వర్డ్ సాంఖ్య దేర్ ఫోర్ సన్యాస ఆశ్రమ ఈజ్ ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం సిన్ సన్యాస ఆశ్రమ ఈజ్ జ్ఞాన ప్రధానం వెరీ లైఫ్ స్టైల్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సాంఖ్య విత్ దాట్ మీనింగ్ భగవాన్ యూసెస్ దిస్ వర్డ్ సాంఖ్య బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ రీడ్ సమ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్స్ జనరలీ అవైలబుల్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్స్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎన్ ఐడియా ఫోర్ పాత్ థియరీ అవరు ఫార్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్స్ జ్ఞాన మార్గ ఫార్ ఇమోషనల్ క్రయింగ్ పీపుల్ భజన మార్గ ఫార్ రెస్ట్లెస్ ఫెలోస్ కర్మ మార్గ ఫార్ ఎ సెక్లూడెడ్ మైండ్ రాజయోగ మార్గ ఆల్ విల్ మీట్ వన్ ప్లేస్ ఎల్లి 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 మీట్ అక్కర్లేదు అండర్స్టూడ్ యూ కెనాట్ సెగ్రిగేట్ దీస్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఏ రెస్ట్లెస్ పర్సన్ విల్ బీ అన్ ఇమోషనల్ పర్సన్ ఆల్సో అండ్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ పర్సన్ మే హ్యావ్ ఇమోషన్స్ ఆల్సో యూ కెనాట్ బ్రాండ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హీ ఈజ్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ ప్రీడామినెంట్లీ ఈ మే బీ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ వెన్ వైఫ్ డైస్ విల్ యూ నాట్ క్రై ఐ ఆమ్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ అటామిక్ ఎనర్జీ సో ఐ కెనాట్ క్రై ఓన్లీ వన్ ఫామ్ హ్యాస్ గాన్ విల్ యూ టెల్ ఐ వాంట్ టెల్ so you cannot separate human personality as karma yoga personality jnana yoga in everybody's life all these things are there which is predominant from their level he starts and proceeds so there is no choice in performing our duties as karma yoga and getting chitta shuddhi there is no choice being a devotee because a devotee alone can be a karma yogi without ishvara as the center of life we can never be a కర్మయోగి బికాస్ వెరీ కర్మయోగ డెఫినేషన్ ఇస్ నాట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ డూ యూ ఆఫర్ టు ఈశ్వర వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ రిసీవ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈశ్వర వితౌట్ ఈశ్వర వేర్ ఇస్ ది క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ సో వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ ఎ డ్యూటీ దెర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగి ఆల్సో బీయింగ్ ఎ కర్మయోగి ఆల్సో అండ్ టు బీ ఎ కర్మయోగి అండ్ టు బీ ఎ భక్త యూ షుడ్ బి ఎ జ్ఞాని ఆల్సో ఇనిషియలీ అట్లీస్ట్ ఆపాత జ్ఞానం షుడ్ బి దే ఎ వేగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ షుడ్ బి దే దట్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ భగవాన్ He is ruling this creation. He is karma phala data. How you know? Without knowing how you love him, without knowing his greatness, how you love him? And without being in seclusion, seclusion at least not physical seclusion, at least mentally you should be secluded for some time of your life. That's at least we go for sleep, na? We stay away from people at least half an hour or 1 hour. So all these are all compulsory, but generally people understand our karma yogi, your bhakti yogi, your jnana yogi, adalla. So four path theory is not a shastric accepted way. Anywhere you start according to your qualification, temperament, but you cannot avoid gaining chitta shuddhi and going for jnana vichara, gaining atma jnana. He cannot avoid Atma Jnanam. He cannot say, I am Karma Yogi. Up to end, I will work and I will get moksha. It's not acceptable logically and shastric wise also. But it is now very famous, you know. You read many books, you will come across. Only when we go through little deeply all the scriptures, that's why scriptural study should be there. Three levels of scriptures we have in our tradition. First is Shruti, Upanishad, Veda. Second is Smriti. Smriti means all the Dharma Shastra, Purana, Itihasa. These are all Smritis. Third one is Aptavakyas. Aptavakyas they call it. Words of saints and sages. What Shruti says people don't know at all. What is Upanishad? Recently I came to know when one of our devotees told that I have gone to so and so place and purchased the Veda book. That another fellow colleague it seems he told, where? All the Veda have disappeared. There is no Veda at all in Hinduism. Hindu, he is a Hindu. No, 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 there are 10 major Upanishads. No major, no minor. There is no Upanishad at all, he says. Many people don't know that there is called Upanishad, that there is a Vedanta. People don't know, even though they claim themselves as Hindus. So, Shruti, very, very difficult to learn. That's why in ashrama, Shruti is not taught. If I start Mandukya Upanishad or Mundaka Upanishad, not even 5 people will stand. At least Gita, some 10-15 is going on. Because it requires certain another type of mentality, another type of dedication, another type of thinking, mind and alertness and commitment. That's why in no ashrama now, in no ashrama you go, only monasteries where monks are there, they are learning, that's all. There is no teaching between monks and to the householders, because people are not ready. Even if people are ready, that commitment is not to the expected level, so they don't know at all. Then we go to Smriti Granthas, Gita, Bhagavatam, Ramayana, these are all Smriti Granthas. For that also only 15-20, correct? For that also people are not available. And third level of teaching is called Apta Vakyas. It is available generally in the form of wide published literatures. So third level scripture cannot contradict the second level scripture and first level scripture, because one is the interpretation of the another, second one is the interpretation of the first, and third one is the interpretation of first and the second. So we should keep in mind all these details. Whenever we have this type of contradictory statements in the Apta Vakyas, teachings of great saints and Mahatmas, we come back to the source. On what basis this is told? We come back to the source and analyze whether it stands the scrutiny of the vichara, then we go for it. So, Bhagavan says that, Arjuna, both are same. Sankhya yogau prathak bala pravadanti na panditaha ekamapi astita samyak ubayoho vindate phalam. From the drishti of phalam, from the drishti of the end, both lifestyles will lead to the same goal. Because in both lifestyles, sadhanas are same. Chitta Shuddhi, Guru Prati, Jnana Vicharaha, and Jnana, gaining the knowledge, and then Moksha. Therefore, both are same. There is a choice with regard to lifestyle, but there is no choice with regard to sadhanas. More details we will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.